Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting second, the second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the DH, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Bobby Floyd. Batting ninth, the catcher, Fran Healy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. For the Baltimore Orioles, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second, the right fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting third, the DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fifth, the catcher, Earl Williams. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. And now, play ball. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw strikes out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey takes first base on ball four. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bumbrey. The throw from Healy and he is safe. Bumbrey steals second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby spins and fires to second, and Bumbrey is picked off. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a line drive towards third. Shaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Healy moves to second. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw strikes out. Two outs. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 1 in the game. Rojas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Powell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Royals nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger bunts towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Bumbrey reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 1 in the game. Coggins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bumbrey moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kirkpatrick for the out. One out. Bobby Floyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Floyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Floyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Healy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bumbrey who is chasing the ball. Healy reaches third base with a triple. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0 for 2 in the game. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 0 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Healy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Bellinger moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 2 in the game. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas misplays the ball. That's an error on Rojas. Bellinger moves to third. Bumbrey moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Floyd misplays the ball. That's an error on Floyd. Bellinger scores. Bumbrey scores. Coggins moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Coggins moves to third. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-2 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Steve Hobley pinch hits for Bobby Floyd. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Frank White now playing shortstop. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gritch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair bunts in front of the plate. Healy fields it and throws to first for the out. Gritch moves to second. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Robinson is walked intentionally. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Bumbrey takes first base on ball 4. Gritch moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Norm Angelini now pitching. Don Baylor pinch hits for Rich Coggins. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Don Baylor now playing left field. Al Bumbrey now playing right field. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Healy takes first base on ball 4. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Schall reaches third base with a triple. Healy goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Orioles. Grant Jackson now pitching. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 0-for-3 in the game. Rojas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Royals, 4, Orioles, 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Bebakwa pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Kurt Bebakwa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bebakwa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bebakwa. The throw from Williams and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Powell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Doug Bird now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Terry Crowley now playing first base. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella strikes out. One out. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kirkpatrick is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Bellinger moves to third. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Royals will come to bat. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and 2 walks. Healy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jackson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive towards short. Bellinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Enos Cabell pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Terry Crowley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowley hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Healy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.